Chapter 24. Saying Goodbye. The wild boars stared at the rusty gate sign only inches away. Danger Peak. Just beyond the sign was the mountainous landmark itself. There was no going back now. With Rennie sitting behind him, Robert slowly rode his dirt bike past the gate opening, with Chris, as ever, following close behind on his bike. When they reached the mountain base, they each switched off their motors and dismounted to say their goodbyes. No one wanted to admit the obvious jeopardy involved in scaling the mountain. Hell, the word danger was in its very name. Instead, they attempted small talk about the weather, as a cool wind rustled a few cranberry and canary-flecked leaves past their sneakers.
"Why aren't you wearing a jacket?" Chris asked. "You must be freezing."
"I didn't want to risk getting caught by my parents," Robert explained, visibly shivering in the wind. "I was just grounded for a month."
"I know the feeling," Chris sympathized.
"Here, take mine,"
Rennie offered, removing his coat to hand it to Robert.
"You need it more than me."
"Thanks, Rennie," he said,
momentarily placing the coat on his bike seat.
"I've got something for you, too."
"You do?"
Rennie asked, more than a little surprised.
"Yeah,"
he replied.
"Check my secret compartment."
Rennie did so and discovered his oversized floppy novelty hat with the mini laser still stashed inside. Robert removed the laser and handed Rennie his hat.
"My hat!"
He cheered like a 5-year-old while happily putting it on. Chris shook his head, yet still smiled affectionately.
"Try not to lose it before Halloween," he said.
Robert began tying the laser onto his handlebar with some steel wire he had taken from his father's toolbox.
"Listen, Rennie," he began. "I know we put you through a lot, but you've always come through for us in the end."
"Yeah," Chris agreed, clapping Rennie on the back.
"Thanks, guys,"
Rennie enthused, almost flushing red, as he wasn't used to all the compliments. Then, Robert put on Rennie's coat, and he was swimming in it.
"Jeez, Ren," he said. "You really need to try SlimFast."
Chris immediately broke into that familiar, high-pitched cackle of his that Robert had grown to love over the years.
"Hey!"
Rennie shouted. Now his face was red for a different reason.
"We're just kidding, man," Robert said.
"Yeah,"
Chris agreed.
"You have a great sense of humor, so you should be able to take a joke."
Rennie stared blankly at the air, and then weakly replied,
"Thanks, I think."
"Oh, no!" Robert suddenly snapped. Both Chris and Rennie whipped their faces toward him.
"What's the problem, man?"
Chris asked.
"In all the commotion, I forgot to refuel," Robert explained.
The trio gazed at Robert's gas gauge, and sure enough, the indicator was sloping toward empty.
"I'll never make it up there now."
Chris thought a moment, and then had a brainstorm.
"Here,"
he shouted, and raced around to the back compartment of his motorbike.
"You can siphon the gas out of my tank."
"I just filled up myself by siphoning the gas out of my old man's car this afternoon," he explained,
as he produced a clear rubber tube about 6 feet long.
"Thanks, Chris,"
Robert began.
"But how are you going to get back?"
"Don't worry,"
Chris answered as he opened his gas tank and placed the rubber hose in.
"It's not that far. We'll walk it back."
"What's all this wee stuff?"
Rennie asked, slightly annoyed. The guys ignored him, as Robert opened his gas tank and Chris began sucking from one end of the hose. In a matter of seconds, the gasoline from Chris's tank began funneling through his tube. It then spewed forth at the end and almost completely doused his face before he violently jerked it back, gagging on the fumes.
"Quick," Robert panicked, "put the other end in my tank."
Chris did so and gave him a look as if to say,
"What did you think I was gonna do, plug it up my butt?"
It was a rare moment of sarcasm aimed at his leader. As Chris methodically siphoned the gas from his tank to Robert's, there was a nervous tension in the air. Chris felt like they were preparing for a space shuttle launch. Still, he was proud he was contributing something to the mission.
"That should do it,"
Robert said, as the indicator for his fuel tank pointed to full.
"Thanks."
"No problem,"
Chris said, as he removed the tube from Robert's tank and screwed the cap back on. He then placed the tube back into his bike's rear compartment and tightened the lid on his own gas tank. Robert craned his head to look toward the summit of Danger Peak. This was it. There was no turning back now. It was uncomfortably quiet, almost as if he were having second thoughts, when Chris broke the silence by pointing at Robert's left foot and asking,
"How's your ankle?"
Robert smirked.
"It's as good as it's ever going to be," he said. "Besides, my mom wrapped it last night, and there's no more time anyway."
He then turned his attention to the ominous mountaintop of Danger Peak, and his friend's gazes followed.
The summit was shielded by a gathering thick fog, and even if the weather were clear, they still couldn't have seen the top from ground level.
I have to admit, part of me is jealous, Chris divulged, but the other part just thinks you're nuts.
I'm not nuts, Robert said, slamming the visor on his helmet down with a definitive swipe.
I'm a wild boar.
Chris grinned.
Just have fun?
He asked, outstretching his hand, palm down.
Just have fun.
Robert and Rennie repeated their club's motto and placed their hands on top of Chris's. Robert flipped on the laser mounted to his handlebar like he was firing up a Ghostbuster proton pack, ready for action. He then switched on his bike's engine and revved it a few times for a dramatic emphasis.
Don't forget to keep your walkie-talkies on, he instructed his club members. Will do,
Chris immediately responded.
Sure thing,
Rennie agreed. Then, just before Robert turned his sights toward his destiny, Rennie added,
Good luck.
Robert smiled confidently.
I don't need luck,
he said, patting the side of his beloved bike.
I've got the action bike.
And with that, Robert was off, driving away to leave his fellow club members behind in the swarm of dust. Chris wanted to ride alongside him, but he was practical enough to realize only one of their bikes had a ghost of a chance to climb Danger Peak, and it sure wasn't his. Rennie, for his part, not only still had his bike in the shop, but even if it were fixed, he'd be too cowardly to attempt the climb. While the other two wild boars wouldn't physically be on that mountain with their leader, they would be in spirit.